KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, it's partly cloudy and 6 degrees above zero. We look for some areas of fog this morning, otherwise continued partly cloudy to cloudy skies and a high of 31 with winds out of the south at 10 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. A fight at a bar in Atlantic Thursday night resulted in serious injuries to one person who was transported to the Cass County Hospital before being flown by helicopter to a trauma center. According to Atlantic Police Chief Dave Erickson, details on the fight at the Fireside Lounge aren't expected to be released for several days while the incident remains under investigation. Erickson said it took officers a little more than an hour to sort out the details when they were on the scene. Authorities are in the process of conducting interviews with witnesses and reviewing video recordings. On a side note, Erickson's squad car sustained minimal damage when it was struck by a vehicle while the driver was backing out and attempting to leave the scene. Charges against the driver were pending. Additional information about that incident is currently not available. Cass County public health officials on Friday said CCHS continues to make progress administering the COVID-19 vaccine to eligible residents. At this time, Phase 1A and Tier 1 of Phase 1B are still the only eligible populations. The Iowa Department of Public Health announced this week that they expect a delay in next week's shipments due to adverse weather conditions across the country. At this time, Cass County Public Health does not expect the delays to have an impact on their currently scheduled appointments. Should that change, though, they will immediately notify the patients who are impacted. The Iowa Department of Public Health Friday reported 558 new positive cases of COVID-19 test results returned from the lab over the previous 24 hours for a pandemic total of 331,622 positive cases. There were also 15 additional deaths for a pandemic total to date of 5,336. Statewide, 4,803 COVID deaths are attributed to underlying causes. COVID was a contributing factor to 533 deaths. Deaths at long-term care facilities account for 2,139 of the total number of deaths. Long-term care facility outbreaks declined to 24 on Friday from 27 on Thursday. Officials said 675 LTC patients had tested positive for the virus, while 444 had recovered. State data show hospitalizations went from 252 on Thursday to 241 on Friday. COVID patients in an ICU increased from 59 to 60. The state said 43 people with COVID symptoms were admitted to hospitals over the previous 24 hours, and 26 patients were on a ventilator. In RMCC Region 4, those are hospitals in western and southwest Iowa, 14 were hospitalized with COVID symptoms, 5 people were in an ICU, 2 people were admitted over the previous 24 hours, and 2 people were on a ventilator. Iowa's statewide positivity rate continues to decline from 7.2% on Thursday to 7.1% as of Friday, and the 7-day average was down to 5.1% Thursday compared to 5.1% on Friday, that is, compared to 5.4% on Thursday, and a total of 307,596 Iowans had recovered from the virus. Officials of the Healthiest State Initiative have announced the winners of the 2021 Healthiest State Annual Awards. Those winners were recognized for their efforts to improve the physical, social, and emotional well-being of their students, employees, and fellow Iowans. Among the winners in 10 categories for Healthy Hometown Community Award was Cass County. The other two winners were the cities of Waterloo and Waverly. On the individual side of that award, Natalie Lanciel of Malvern was a winner. There were also winners for Early Care Facilities and Workplace Facilities, K-12 schools, healthcare, and out-of-school programs. You can see those winners in this same story on the news page at KJAN.com. The winners were announced during virtual award ceremonies that were recorded between February 18th and or 15th and 18th and aired on the Healthiest State Initiative's Facebook page. Each winner was awarded a monetary prize to continue their work focused on improving the health and wellness at their site. Jamie Haberl, Healthiest State Initiative Executive Director, said even though we were not able to have an in-person ceremony this year, the finalists and winners still deserve to be recognized by the Healthiest State Initiative as well as their fellow Iowans. And Haberl said we look forward to seeing how they use their award funds to further their already impressive efforts. The Healthiest State Annual Awards were sponsored by Wellmark Blue Cross and Blue Shield, NEMERS, and Health Partners Unity Point Health. To see more from the 2021 Healthiest State Award Virtual Awards, go to iowahealthieststate.com/awards. The Iowa House and Senate have approved a bill to make it a crime to use fake urine for workplace drug and alcohol tests. Representative Brian Loesch, a Republican from Bondurant, says it's become a pervasive problem.
As a small business owner myself, I can personally attest to this, as it has become such a problem in our own business that we simply ended our pre-employment drug testing program. It was basically useless.
Under the bill, an Iowan found to have used fake urine for a drug test would be guilty of a simple misdemeanor on the first offense, and a judge could require substance abuse screening and treatment at the offender's expense. Synthetic urine is being sold under brand names like UPass, CleanStream, and Quick Fix. Democrats in the legislature argued it would be better to outlaw the sale of those products. Senator Liz Mathis, a Democrat from Cedar Rapids, says it's being sold online and at truck stops.
We need to go after the source of the problem on synthetic urine.
Federal data indicates more than half of American businesses randomly test employees or require prospective employees to undergo drug screening. Businesses typically test for amphetamines, cocaine, marijuana, opiates, and PCP. The Iowa Motor Truck Association, the Iowa Association of Business and Industry, and groups representing general contractors had lobbied for the bill. Changes members of Congress made to the Paycheck Protection Program, or PPP, could mean bigger payments to Iowa farmers who've seen their operations hurt by the pandemic. Iowa Farmers Union President Aaron Lehman says those tweaks to the program were much needed.
Our folks out in the field have really struggled just to tighten their belts and make ends meet, and the pandemic really caused all sorts of trouble up and down the line for farmers and for people in our involved in all aspects of our food system.
And under recent PPP provisions, Lehman said that money won't be taxed as income and won't affect any deductions farmers may take.
Too often, we kind of forget that when we do relief packages or programs that there are more complications that go along with it. So making the program as simple to use and with as few extra ramifications or burdens that go along with it will make the program so much more usable.
Lehman says federal aid is critical for agriculture, especially since farmers and ranchers have a long road to economic recovery following the pandemic.
People are still trying to find ways to dig themselves out of where we've been the past number of years from the farm income side and build back up. So that's one of the most major concerns that we're hearing from folks is that we just got a long way to crawl back out and get into a better place financially for the majority of our folks out there.
Farmers and small businesses can apply for PPP loans through their traditional lenders, such as banks and farm credit institutions. Finally, in the news, Iowa's largest manufacturing employer is reporting spectacular first quarter earnings. Radio Iowa's Matt Kelly reports.
Quad Cities-based Deer & Company says net income for the quarter more than doubled from a year ago to more than $1.2 billion. Including a 23% gain in net sales. Deere officials credit the successful execution of a new operating strategy. In a news release, Chairman and CEO John May says the results were aided by improving conditions in the farm and construction sectors. The full year earnings for fiscal 2021 were also increased to a range of $4.6 to $5 billion. I'm Matt Kelly.
And I'm Rick Hansen. That's a check of the news on KJAN.